Yaran Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, when the middle of Taisvis, but really we're just starting a new Mahalach in Taisvis. That means we had a sugya Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds Mois Kaines. Reish Lakish holds Meshicha Kaine, and there were different rayas. We paskin like Rashi Shitas God. We paskin like Reish Lakish. And Taisvis brought, we see the Zamiroim that paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chista holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rabbeinu Tam paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So we are now, but now Taisvis, that was the reason Taisvis held to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. But now Taisvis is going to go through Shas that we see that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So here all these Gemaras Taisvis wants to take care of. So we are on Daf Memches Amud Beis. It is the second line from when the line starts getting thinner. Vahoda Oma. Vahoda Oma perikame de kedushim. Ashkechen nochi de chol kinyone shel nochi bekesef. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, how do we know that an Eved Ivri is nikne bekesef? The Gemara says, mekesef miknosai. Why says he's nikne bekesef? Like the Gemara, that pasuk is speaking about that a goy was kind of Eved Ivri. Maybe dafke by a goy an Eved Ivri is nikne bekesef, because by a goy kol kinyonai bekesef. That's the kinyon what he is. He doesn't have kinyon meshicha. He has kinyon kesef. So that Gemara, a stomach of the Gemara, seems that the Gemara holds like Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, a Yid is kind of with Mashiach and a Goy is kind of with Kesef. So there the Gemara, there's a stomach of the Gemara says, you know why a Goy is kind of never do be Kesef, because by all metaltalim, a Goy has Kinyan Kesef, that's his Kinyan. But could be, a Yid is not kind of never divri with kesef. That's what the Gemara says over there. But this is a stomach of the Gemara. Ashkech enochi, the chol kinyonei shal nochi bekesef. Mashme, the havi ki Reish Lakish. It's a stomach of the Gemara like Reish Lakish. The islai beperg sheini de b'chayres. He holds, Reish Lakish holds in b'chayres. La mischa b'mishicha, oikonem yad amisecha. La misecha b'mishicha, that means by a yid we're kind of with mishicha, l'nochi b'kesef. De la Rabbi Yochanan kol kinyonei shel nochi b'mishicha. So this is a problem. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, and this is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara there, that kol kinyonei b'kesef, because a goy is kind of metaltlum b'kesef. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, dohochi pirushoi, Ashkechen nochi hoyel v'chol kinyonoi shel nochi be'eved ivri bekesef. That's what the Gemara is. It wasn't talking about metaltalim. We're speaking about kinyon eved ivri. Kinyon eved ivri is a besondere suk kinyon. And the Gemara means that in an eved ivri, a goy can only be kind an eved ivri only with kesef. Lafuki v'loy b'shtar. And a goy does not have kinyin shtar be'eved ivri. The shtar yafinen be'eved ivri. How do we know that a shtar helps by an eved ivri? Me'yomo ivriye. We learn out that an omo ivriye is nikte b'shtar b'huk shalacheres. Just like an isha is nikte b'shtar, an omo ivriye is nikte b'shtar. V'holo ishayich b'nochi. Anochi doesn't have a kinyan oma ivriye, doesn't have a kinyan shtar be'ishe. So memele, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara is not speaking about kinyan metaltalim. The Gemara is speaking about in kinyan eved ivri, A goy is mugbal, he doesn't have kinyan shtar. He only has kinyan kesef. But could be a yid, that since a yid has kinyan shtar, maybe he doesn't have kinyan kesef. Fraktois v'svafa gav de beperik asher leyach amrinen de nochri koine Yisrael bechazoke. The Gemara says that a goy is koine a Yisrael for an eved bechazoke. So now the Loshna Gemara is very kol kinyonai bekesef. I mean, have a Gemara in Gittin that is koine bechazoke. So Taisa says, no, haino davke bechazoke shal kibush mulchome. Here the Gemara is not speaking about the kinyon chazoke that you're koine avodim with. They were speaking about the chazoke of kibush mulchome. Now let us just explain for 2 minutes what the Gemara is speaking about over there. The Gemara is speaking about that in order to have a shem esnan zayna, so the zayna has to be kind of the esnan, that which is given to her, which is a payment for the znus. She has to be kind of bishas the znus. That means with the znus, she's kind of this payment. So that is called esnan zayna. This is the payment for the znus. And that's also legevoye. Esnan zayin is also legevoye. So the Gemara wants to figure out how she's kind of, with this news, she's kind of the esnan. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about a zayin noches. It's speaking a zayin kusis, a goite. Very interesting. So the znus that she's mezana with a yid, that is considered like she's giving him kesef. She's giving him a service. And for this service, he's paying her with an esnan. So the Gemara says, so with this nus, she's kind of the esnan. But kinyan kesef. So the Gemara says, by a goite, it's very good. Because a goite is kind of with kesef. A yid, you need meshiche. That's what the Gemara says over there. Look weiter, an offene Gemara, like Rish Lakish, and that a goite is kind of with kesef, and a yid is kind of with meshiche. Let's see again the Tosfos. Bohodam peg basre davay dezore bezayne kusis askinen, the loy mechasre meshiche, by her she doesn't have to make a meshiche, she's kind of with kesef. Haino kereish Lakish. So he says, you're right. That Gemara is going according to Reish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan, so it's not right with Paskin like Reish Lakish. The Gemara means according to Reish Lakish. It's, we could say it's speaking about, a goite. The Rabbi Yochanan, metaretz terutzim acherim, the Mishani Yosom. The Rabbi Yochanan could say she was kaina, biboy seme, kigain de koi bachatzero. She's kaina with chotzer. That means the esnan was in her chotzer b'shas t'znus, and she said, but t'znus, she'll be kind of the esnan with kinyan chotzer. Avol kosher. Fine. Okay, so that's a Gemara of the Shulkish, but Rabbi Yechanan toichet ha'neitze. Not kefelech. Avol kosher, d'hosam omar ha'meimer, mishiche b'nochi kaine, that's like Rabbi Yechanan. V'rav Ashi omar, mishiche b'nochi Einoi koine. Mishiche benochi is not koine, and that's like Reish Lakish. Now with Rav Ashi, Tosfos has a problem. Alme, Rav Ashi, the gadol bechochme ubeminyim. Rav Ashi was the Seif HaMeroi. Vohu basre. Sova k'Reish Lakish. This is bitter already. That Rav Ashi should hold that Meshiche is not koine by a goy, so that means Rav Ashi holds like Reish Lakish. That's a Rav Ashi in Avodah Zarah. V'chein tzovah Rav Ashi b'perek sheini de b'chayres. So that's a very bitter. So here Tosfos got stuck. That means Tosfos was only passing like Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi Yochanan. But now Tosfos, Rav Ashi, who's the Seif from the Hira, that it's the Godel b'Chochma b'Minyan b'Basra, if he passes like Rish Lakish, so it's bitter. So here we see Taka, we passkin like Rish Lakish. So, the way we have a problem. Zog, v'Rav Chaim b'Forish, so now Taisi brings down a new Mahalach. Rav Chaim b'Forish to Leikosha Loimi Kedushin. We had a Kasha from Kedushin, Ashkechon, Davke by a goy shekol kinyone bekeset, which is also mashma like Rish Lakish, and then we had this gemara in Avodah Zarah that Rabashi holds that a goy is not kine, is not kine b'mishich, is only kine bekeset. The efshar del Rabbi Yochanan mois kineis benochi kemoi b'Yisrael. So Taisa says it could very well be that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Mois is Koines by Ayid, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Kinyonim by Ayid and by Agoi are the same. That means, Rish Lakish Takis says such a drash, Bamisecha Bechode, Ekonim Yad Amisecha, Ayid is Koine B'Meshiche, Agoi is Koine B'Kesef. Rabbi Yochanan can hold that Ayid and Agoy have the same kinyonim. The Efshar del Rabbi Yochanan Mois Koines Benochi Kemoi be Yisrael. V'chein Yisbe Rav Ashi V'lo Yidrushu Kemande Dorish Bepchoires Bepeif Sheini Lamisecho Bekesef Ulenochi Bemeshichi El Yidrishu Lamisecha Tamakza Aino, there's a din Aino by Yayid, because the Pasha is speaking about Aino, they say no issues on Misai, Ya Tamakza Aino Liknani. Fine. So what is Taisva saying? That Rabbi Yochanan, what did Taisva accomplish now? That Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Mois is Koine by Yayid, he also holds that Mois is Koine by a Goy. They have the same kinyonim. So Memela Ravashi said, a goy is not kind of a Meshiche, because a goy is like a yid, just like a yid is kind of a keset. So a goy is also kind of a keset. Finished. It says, economy ad amisecha, so the amisecha is coming to tell us, the Pasha is speaking about a no, that by a goy there's no a no. Fine. Now, the minute I say by a goy there's no a no, I'm going into a new blotter. If you hold Gezel Akim is Mutter, then you don't need a Pesach to tell me that by a Goy there's no Eino. I mean, if Gezel, you have to steal Behedji, you're allowed to overcharge a Goy. So Al Kochoch, if I say that a Misech is coming to tell us there's no Eino by a Goy, so I hold Gezel Akim is Osa, and by Eino is Mutter. That's what we'll have to say, if we say this Mahalach. And that's what Taisva says. So Taisva says, we hold that the same kinyonim by a yid is by a goy. So a goy is not kind of a meshiche. And the Amisech is coming to tell us, Amisech ha-tamar zereino v'yatamar zereino l'knan. Diken nami mandadorish ha-samochi. There's someone that makes this drash, that by a goy there's no dinayno. V'yizber, and then we'll hold the Gezel Knani also. The Gezel Knani is also. The Plukta de Tanoi, Ike, Beperka Makabu, Bakaisal Basre. He said, Nami de Sova, the Gezel Knani also. This is Amanda Omedo, the Gezel Knani also. The Sova, the Gezel Knani Mutter, have a circle of the Mishre and also. Well, if he's them, Osi Shapir, Osinami Shapir, the Leitikshe, the Rav Chisda, the Rav Chisda, the Islay Hochek, Rabbi Yochanan. Here, Rav Chisda holds like Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Keder Shetiknu Meshiche B'moichim, Kach Tiknu B'lekuches. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Ekpasra da bei de Zorre, Mishani Omer Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Chisda, Bezoine Kusis la Mechasra Meshiche, Behainu Kireish Lokish, that a goite is koine de Esnan with Kesef, you don't need Meshiche. Lofi Masha Pirashti, Yossi Shaper, Ke Rav Yoichanin. Rav Chisda can take a hold like Rav Yoichanin. And we hold that guy is also kind of bekesef. This is the shtik teira of Rav Chaim. Now, there's a big pelem. Rav Chaim said, according to this mahalach, is not shver the Gemara in Kedushin. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin said, Ashkra nochi shekol kinyonai bekesef. That's why it's kind of never dibri bekesef. So this was Akasha, Abayid, isn't it, Azai? If you say like Rav Chaim, so both of them are called Kinyonei Bekesef. So Tapele, I was looking so much at Esther Kasha, the only Yid I saw Esther Kasha, Dvayake brings down the Kasha. I ain't taking a forish, which is Apelle by no one till him Esther Kasha. But he asks the Kasha, so he wants to say, could be the Gemara means Ayit his other kinyanim, yes kinyan chalipin, yes kinyan agav, and a goy only has kinyan kesef. So that's what the Gemara means. Could be a goy is koine and eved ivri with kesef because he only has kinyan kesef. Could be Ayit is koine with chalipin, with agav. That's what he wants to say. Ach Koshe. Now, Tosfos says, so, Shalom al Yisrael, now we took care of all the Shvera Gemoras. Ach Koshe, im kein tikshulu masnisin, denosna lebalon. We hear a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a person had Moish al Hekdish, he gave it to a balon, and the minute he gives it to a balon, the balon is koini, you don't have to make Mashiach anymore. The Kinyan is Nigbal, so it says that he's Moyel. We make a diik if he gives the money to a sapa, to a barber, then he is not Moyel because you have to be Moishach the Taspires. So the Kinyan wasn't Nigma. So this was a raya that Mashiach is Kainé. This was a right to Reish Lakish. So Tosfos had said, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, it's speaking about a balon akum, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so a balon akum and a sapar akum, so sakum up, a sapar akum you need Mashiach. That's what Tosfos had said before. But now, if I'll say like Rab Chaim, that the Saper Akum is also kind of bekesef, so why is there no Me'ila by a Saper Akum? You don't need Mashiach. That's the Kasha. Akosha dim kain tikshul masnis ni denosna lebalon. The leka look me bebalon nochi, belay bebalon Yisrael, the mash me davke balon. Avo Saper at sheyim shoy. You need Mashiach, ulu peiru shoy, according to Rab Chaim, Mashiach ain't a kind of loy benachi, the loy be Yisrael. But in another raya, in another kasha, he says, the whole kasha, the whole teretz of Rab Chaim was that the Amisecha is coming to tell us there's no din oino by a goy, and I can only say this tik teire if I say that Gezel Akam is also. But Tosfos, so comes a Ravashi hold Gezel Akam is also. Boyd of a geysel basre mash miktsas ravashi sov the geysel knani mutter. Why? There's a very interesting the Gemara. The Kama Rav Ashi have a kozel ba'arbe. Rav Ashi was going in a ship. Chozi shivsha de gufne tolye leba. He saw a branch from a vineyard that's hanging out of the vineyard. And there was hanging over the vineyard, and they were passing by in the ship. The Tolebek Tufi, and there was a shkailis of grapes on it.
Omer l'shamei, so he told his Mishores, Zilchosi, idiknani ninu, if this belongs to a goy, zil icily, bring it to me. Well, we're passing by, it's hanging over, so grab me an ashkel of grapes. Now, it seems he said this too loud, and there was a goy listening. Shama huknani, so the goy heard, omalei deknani mishori, well, you lack a steal from a goy, what are you telling him? It's a goy take it. So, Rav Ashi had a teretz on the spot, omalei, kanani shokul domi, no, a goy, if you give money, he'll mask him to sell it. Yisrael lo shokul domi. That's what he told the goy. Mashme, good for a goy, maybe it's a good teretz, but really, Rav Ashi held the sova gesel knani muta. Vishvil she shoma knani yave metaretz debora. The goy asked him, akashi, she said a pshat. But al koponim, we see that Rav Ashi holds gesel akum is muta pashtus. Now, if he holds gesel akum is muta, so then you can't say a misech is coming to tell me that I know akum is muta. If you're allowed to steal from him, I know zicha muta. So we're back with the problem. Rav Ashi, who is Reiv Chochme, Reiv Minyan, Abasre, he holds that Meshiche is not koine. Meshiche is not koine by a goy. So that means you hold like Rish Lakish. We are Shlomo the Ravashi Hoda Bay. Kedoi Chiyach Loi Ravine, Kedoi Mene the Meshiche Benochi Koine, Kedoi Masik, Shmamino, Meshiche Benochi Koine, Shmamino. That means later, first Rav Ashi Take held that Mashiach is not koine. But later he was chayza. He holds Mashiach is koine. So if he holds Mashiach is koine, then he can hold like Rabbi Yechna. Ba'av agabdi b'milse de Rabbi Yechna gufa mulchachlo mikoma kum lad v'shmile le Rabbine de Rav Ashi sove lach de Rabbi Yechna lehav amai selo minay. So memele, so the kids are Abashi was Chayza, and Mistom Amida Pei Shein the Kroos Nami Hodabe, the Pei Basa the Boy the Zora, Le Gorsina Rav Chizda, Bishnui the Zayin the Kusis, is from the Gorsi Le, some Amele, when Agoris Rav Chizda, Bishnui the Zayin the Kusis, some Rav Chizda, but it's not speaking about the Zayin the Kusis, that she's going with Kesev, so that's what you have to say, to remain with the Psaak of Rabbeinu Tam. Now we're starting a new sugya. We heard, the second line of the Gemara. Avol omru misha pora. The Gemara says that you could be chayza. If you give kesef, you could be chayza. Avol omru misha pora midera mabu anshei stoim v'amoyre v'afloge v'tzriim b'yam hu yifra mishein oimet b'dibore. Itma, Abaya Omar, Oidui Moidein Olay. Rava Omar, Meilat Laitin Olay. It's very interesting. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Moidein Olay, Da Sheim Tarzer Seifach Lipora Mimcha. So Rashi says, Naiso Nachlos Moishis Mevaya, that Abaya held, before a person wants to be chayse from a Mecca, you go over to him and you inform him. He wasn't chayse yet, so he can't, but you just tell him, you should know, if you'll be chayse, just tell him this, that in Tatsar, soifach liporim imcha, because misha porim, idei ramabel, huyifra misha eino imet bedibur. Just tell him this. We're just telling him some disinformation. But that he wasn't chayza. Rava Omar Meilet Laitinolay. Rava says no. You don't tell him anything. But if he's chayza, then we schlep him to Bezin. There's a very interesting machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says, you schlep him to Bezin.
Misha poer balepora, he was choise from the Mekach, Misha pora midera mab, hu yifra mimcho. He tell him as I in Ponomarai. That's male at Latina lay. The Rambam holds, you don't tell him a pisazoi, not as I mimcho, but you say in front of him, hu yifra mimisha in aimed bedibure vamasko yoga. But you tell it in front of him. So that's called a klola. That's where you tell him in front of him, that's called a klola. They tell him, you don't tell him later, you don't tell him before. Well, no. Rabbi holds, you give hascho, that's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi holds, it's hascho. Later, you don't do anything. This, we just tell him this. And Rava holds, no, if he does it, we mekalol him. No. That's the Seder. Like the Gemara, Abaya Omar, Eidui Medina Lei, the Siv, and Nosi Bam Cholei Soy, he can't shelter ye. So you tell him before, Rova Omar Melet Leitina Lei, the Siv, Nosi Bam Cho, Boise Maisa Am Cho, if it feels like we are ye, so then you're not allowed to be Makalalam. But if it feels like nish we are ye, the halt nish tavot, then you're allowed to be Mekal. Zot Rashi, then Boisa Maisa Amcho, Amcho Doshin and Hochi, Baila Boisa Maisa Amcho, Roshevi Sisola Yasu, Avlo Vlo Yedablu Kozo. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Boisa Maisa Amcho, Le mikre hai eini oise maisa amcho le ini sheimuta le kaloloi bechinom, kim le kaloloi al hameka chaze be misha pora. That means it says, benosi ba amcho loi soyo. A yid that's oise maisa amcho nalti be mekalo. A person is not oise maisa amcho, he can be mekalolo from aleph till tov. He can be mekalolo. Ba amcho loi soyo. So Taisvah says, that what Rove says is not an oisa maisa amcha doesn't mean that he can be mekalulim for anything and everything. It means lagabi this inyan of misha pora, it is permitted to be mekalulim this klola. That means already he's not immune to a klola of nosi b'amcha loisoy, because in this nekude he's not an oisa maisa amcha. So memela, for not being oimed b'dibura, you're allowed to be mekalem, but not for anything else. Bekitza, we have a machloikas abaye b'rove. Omar rove minoa aminolo. How do I know that you are not mekalem, that you are mekalem? Not medinolo, you're mekalem. Rabchia bar Yosef yovle zuze amilche. They gave Rabchia bar Yosef money for salt. He sold salt. Lesoif iyake milche. The salt became expensive. Salt became expensive. So Rabchia bar Yosef wanted to have charote. Salt went up. So Meila wanted to have charote and, also lekame de Rabbi Yochanan. So he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Want to get us coming from Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei, zil avlo, you give him the salt, don't you dare have charote. Viloi, kobol olecho mishepore, you have to be mekabel a mishepore. Fine. Viamrit, oidui maidin alei, if you'll say, so Rabbi said this, if the whole purpose is, you tell him in advance, I mean, if you're going to be chayzer, You're going to get a Misha Pora, that's when you tell him, Rabchia bar Yosef bar Eidu, you have to tell Rabchia bar Yosef. He was a Talmud Chochem. You have to tell him a Mishnah Nazor. He knows this already. So Al Kol Choch, Pshat is that it's a Klola. Frag the Gemara. Ve'elo mai meilet malaitin alei. Rabchia bar Yosef also the kabula le letusa the rabbonon. So we have to understand the Gemara thinks with Rove. Rove seemed held not like this. Rove held that medina le doesn't have a pshat, but laitina le has a pshat.
let us see, before we go further, let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Baroi duyehu, bitmiye, prihoi etzoich lehidioi, shul nifra min ha-shakronim, aber lehi talmud chochem oyo, he's a talmud chochem, he knew the Mishnah, you have to tell her, but here by Yosef, the Mishnah, zogt, let's see Tosfos, Rab Chiya and Rab Yosef bar Eiduyehu da Yedeya Masnis Elo Hoya Reitze Lekabel Letuse Koidem Sheyapsed Hayukra. So Rove held Verkert that he held it's worthwhile to be Mekabel the Kolole that he shouldn't be mafsed the yoyka. Amoyer dikizach, and what that was Rava's having, the more dingsach with Rava, but Rava had such a havamina. It could be that, we have here, let us just say, for example, I'll tell over a maise, bididi hava uvde, the maise, I had registered my daughter in, it was starting a high school. I registered my daughter, it was I and someone else, we registered our daughters in this high school. It was starting a high school. And our two daughters were one of the first students. They were starting a high school. The kids, they went to Elul. They were very not afraid. So they wanted to go to another high school, not to this high school. The menalim from this high school, they hired a teacher and thus the whole starting the high school was up his husband that will have X amount of girls in the high school. And now we'll take out our two daughters. We'll never have said and thus they had tainus. They had tainus on us. Leidach he said, the daughter didn't want to go b'shamayf. So he went to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankiv Zachayin al-Vorcha, we asked him what we should do. So Rabbi Yankiv said, if they're not Safridin, so there won't be Maslich there. They're not Safridin, there won't be Maslich. So you, as parents, are mukhiv to take them out. I, the school, will have Tahumis on you. No. A beloved parent, you have to take them out to be mekabel the terumis. If they'll ever have said, she said, so for cats, pay double tuition. So that year we pay double tuition. We pay to that school and to the other school. A kaponim that they shouldn't ever have said, because they hire teachers out this cheshbon. But he said, a kaponim, out a father, you mechuyev to take her out, and they'll have terumis, you have to be sable the terumis. That means, that Tarumis is not, and he has Tarumis on you, it's not, but Al Kaponim, a person has to be Shoiko. Mistome, if Rab Chiya Bar Yosef wanted to be Choyza, so Mistome the Cheshbon was, he owed a few people money, and if it'll be Choyza, he'll be able to pay up his Tachoyvis, and he'll be a Mishadik, he's not a pay up Tachoyvis, and won't be a Chilul Hashem, and those, look, I'll be mekabel al letusa. He was shoiko that it's kedai to be chayza, even though there be a letusa. That's what Taisva says. Taisva says that she ayeroitze lekabel letusa koydim sheyafsid ayukra. That's what Taisva says. That means he had an opportunity to get a revach over here, and we're speaking about with this revach, he held a cheshbon, he'd accomplished more of the gezachim with this revach. So the price will have to be with mekabel etusa. It's worthwhile for him. He held it's worthwhile for him. That's how Rava understood pshat in this maisa with Rab Chiya Bar Yosef. The Gemara doesn't want to accept this. But that's how Rav understood. So the Gemara says, really the mice is a little different. Ella, Rab Chiya Bar Yosef, a Ravan who the Yovilei. Rab Chiya Bar Yosef, they did not pay him the full price. They gave him an aroven. They gave him a aroven, which is a mitzvah skinya. So now the shaila was, who sova kinegda yukaine? He held that the aroven is only kaine kinegdai. That means the aroven is kaine kineged, how much the aroven is worth, that's how much salt they were kaine. And how much they were kaine take, he said, wouldn't be chayzer, because it's a mishepore. But the rest of the salt, he wanted to be chayzer. That's what he held. Rabbi Yechon said, no, when you give an Eirovin, can I get Kulay Hukainem? Let us see Rashi. Rashi, who saw a Kinegdai Hukainem? Now let us see the Bach's Kirse. Who saw a Kinegdai Hukainem? It's Kaine Kinegdai Lakabal Mishapol. That means how much the Eroven was worth. That's how much salt they were kaine. And to be, and there's only a mishapore kineged the shavyes of the Eroven. Vulaikone kolapisik. Vuhu a yachovitz liten kineged mashekibel. That's true. He didn't want to be mekabel a mishapore. Whatever money you gave, is kineged that money. If I care, I'll give it to you. Chayza boy ala shar. He wanted to be chayza on the rest. So there was a machloikis. Rab Chiya bar Yosef and Rab Yochanan, how much a roven is kaine? If it's kineged kula you kaine or kinegda you kaine. That was some mele, the Gemara doesn't have a right to roven. Itma. Now we're going to start a sugya of Eirovin. Rav Omar kinegdai hukaine. Rav Yochanan Omar kineged kulay hukaine. So here we are. This is Rav Yochanan. Eirovin. What does Rashi say? Now we'll see Rashi. Kinegdai hukaine. Imechires karkahu sheniknis bekesef. Koine kinyengomo, kinegdoi, vi mechires metaltelen, hu koine kinegdoi lischaibe mishepore. So Rav holds the only kinyen is kinegdoi, how much the eroven was worth. Rav Yochanan Omar, mekalkele kinyengomo, vi metaltelen lekabo mishepore, it's kinegdoi kula yukai. So now we have a machlikis, Rav and Rav Yochanan. It seems Rav Chiya bar Yosef held like that. Meisve. So the Gemara is Sakash. We learned as follows. Hanoisein Eirovin lechaveiroi. A person gave an Eirovin lechaveiroi, and this Eirovin was a knas for any of the parties that will, which will be chayza. V'omaloi. And the Lekeach told them as follows, Imani Chayzer be, if I'll be Chayzer, and I don't want the Mekach, Ervoini Mocholoch. So you keep the Eroven. You keep it, it's yours. I was Chayzer, and you keep the Eroven. There won't be kind anything. Valo Omaloi, and the Moiche told him, Imani Echzer be, if I'll be Chayzer, Echbel loch elvoinecho. So if I'll be chayza, so I'm going to give you back double of your eroven. So each one wants to be maftiach the other one. You have nothing but to worry about. You can rely I won't be chayza. The lekeach told the moicha, you can be sure I won't be chayza. Because if I'll be chayza, you can take my eroven for free. And the Moicha told the Lekeach that if I'll be Chayza, I'll give you double of your Eirovin. Niskaimu atnoyim divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi letamei da omar asmach tekanya. Now let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi. Hanoisin Eirovin. loidomi lahida lael. Deze einoi prias miktsas mois. Before we were speaking about Erob Neskoinik neged Kuloi, speaking about when he started paying him. He paid him atchilas piroi, and that's a machloikes keneged Kuloi or keneged or kenegdoi. Here we're talking about this opmach over here is a rovein shekoyren Irish, a rovein umashkin. This is a guarantee liknais es a chayza boy to cancel the one who will be chayza to cancel him, and this is a guarantee that he won't be chayza. Rabbi Yosi letaim made the oma b'baba basre. Beperiket poshut, asmachte kanye. What's the taisha asmachte? Haftochas guzme. A person guarantees someone something that is a guzme. That means really, it's an exaggeration. Sho'odom maftiach eschaveroi lismoicholo. You can rely on me. She iloi yekayim tnoyoi yiten kach vekach. So that means I'm giving you a guarantee. I'll give you the roven for free if Abri Chayzer. He says I'll double the roven. The Moicha says of Abri Chayzer. So Abi Yosi holds that asmachte kanye. So memele so niskaimu atnoyim divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dayoi Sheyikne Keneged Ervoinoi. Now Rabbi Yehuda is Choylek on Rabbi Yosi. So what does Rashi say? Dayoi Sheyikne Loize Yimchel. That means this opmach that he can keep the Roving without giving him anything. Or he'll give him back double the Aromim. That's an asmachta lekonya. There's no gemiras das. It was never meant. It was only a guzme to convince the other tzad that you have nothing what to worry about. But this is not niskayim. Da'ayei sheyikne, loize yimchel, V'loize yichpel, ela loize v'loize yichoylem lachzer milekayim min hamechire keneged oirovein v'choyzrim al hashar. But pshat is that dayoy, that means this irovein, whatever will happen, no one can be chayzer. The Erovin accomplished that keneged Erovin he was kainer. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. That means what each one was megazim, that the other one should be marviyah, that zicher is not kayim. No, the only thing is that the keneged Erovin will be kayim. Just let's see. Ech perloch ervoincho. Let's just see what Taisu says. Einei oima. It doesn't mean sheyach zeloi keflayim b'mois. It doesn't mean that we'll give him double the money. Im kein loma yikna hamekach le Rab Yehuda keneged avoina. He says dayoi sheyikna keneged avoina. They spoke about other things, they'll give him double the money. Ela oima ech beloch b'mekach. That means that the intent of what the Meicher told him, you give me an erovin, if I'll be chayzer, I'll give you double amount of your erovin. שייתן לו כפליים מן המקח כנגד המויס שנוסן לו.
That means, I'll be making you double the, you're giving me money to be kind, I'll be making you double amount of the money. So, the shayle, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, dayoy im koina hamekach al kolchoy shel moiche keneged moiche nos.
No. That, the moiche can't have charote.
Not if the moiche left charote, he'll give him a double amount of the karke.
That was not gemira stas on this. Dayoy im koina hamekach al kolchoy shel moiche keneged moiche nos.
This he can force the moicha to do that. You want to be chayis, you have to give me at least keneged the eirodim.
Avol aleikeach im yirtze, aleikeach im ki im mois ki yoy mein ichofetz b'mad mekach.
But the lekeach is not mechuyev. That means this is a way to force the moicha. I have to give him something.
But if the lekeach doesn't want this something, so then the lekech can zikha further back his money.